I'm Paul Wagoner. This is the Power Aesthetic Podcast, and today we are talking about time. We discussed this a little bit in the last episode, None Spared, where we talked about the idea that all of us have to meet death, and we can't choose our way out of that. But what we can choose is the attitude with which we meet our death, and we can choose how we're going to look at and spend our time leading up to that. All of us are on a collision course with dying and with death, whatever our death is going to be. And that's unavoidable. Everything that we're doing is leading us toward that ultimate conclusion. But it's that time in between then and now. We don't know that. It's like a bank account of time that we have that we can't look at the balance of. And so all we can do is say, okay, well, I'm going to spend this, and when it runs out, it's gone, but at least I'll have this to show for it. Just this, to me, is an excellent reason to develop very strong time management skills in our lives, because my ambition in this life is to be someone who is not a casual spender when it comes to my time. My goal is to be a high-level investor. There are more reasons than just this to develop good time management skills. I think some of the most basic are the idea that so many people are busy versus being productive, that they spend a lot of their time in a frenzy. And that frenzy is created by this feeling of always needing to catch up, always feeling like you're a little bit behind. And what having bad time management will do to you on a very direct level is that it's going to create missed opportunities for you. Because you're always so, you know, forced, because everything is so frenzied, everything is so stressed out, you're not going to have the clarity of mind and the focus to see these major opportunities when they arise in your life, and you're going to miss things because you didn't organize yourself, because you didn't manage your time well. It's going to create a bad reputation. This is maybe one of the most damaging things that having poor time management can lead to, is that you wind up being late a lot. You miss appointments. You're not where you're supposed to be when you said you were going to be there. You know, you turn in your work late, if at all. It creates a reputation of somebody who's disrespectful, really, because to have poor time management shows people that you don't respect them or their time, but worse, you don't even respect your own time. And ultimately, it's going to have you stressed out and turning in shitty work or performing shitty work in general, because you're always going to be rushing everything. Everyone knows who knows me well is aware of the fact that I am very against this sort of modern Instagram entrepreneurial mindset of, you know, hustle and grind, rise and grind, grind all day, stay grinding, grind all night, grind your fucking teeth off. I really dislike this concept, and I think it's also very false. It's very disingenuous. Not a lot of people spend every moment grinding, and honestly, it just sounds very uncomfortable for everyone involved. And I think what this idea of I'm grinding all the time is first a false sort of vainglorious claim to always being on the hustle, to always working, to always doing this. It's a dick measuring contest of who's busier. And in a way, it's a victimhood thing. It's like, well, I can't. I'm always grinding. I'm too busy. If you had excellent time management skills, you would be able to accomplish the work that you chose to accomplish that day with strength and with grace, to appear as though it was easy for you. And at the end of doing that and taking the time that you needed to accomplish what you said you were going to accomplish, being able to spend the rest of your time that day doing what you choose. This to me is success. Success is doing what I need to do in order to live and do what I want to do. I enjoy the way that I make money, and so there is no real grind for me. I like work, I like what I do for work, and I've spent years being able to do what I like to do for work. But that doesn't mean that I want to work all day. It means that I want to accomplish what I set out to accomplish and then spend my time doing things like having a glass of wine on the porch, or laying around in the sun with my dog, or drawing, or playing music, or writing for pleasure, or reading for pleasure. Whatever it is, I want to make sure that I've earned it, because I don't want to be doing things that are pleasurable to me with the stress eating up my mind of where my next meal is going to come from, how I'm going to pay my bills or whatever, and with the freedom of saying, you know what, I think I'll get on my motorcycle and ride to here or there and not have to look at my bank account before I do that. Success to me is the fulfillment of ambition. If my ambition is to make $1 million, then being a success for me is making $1 million. But that's not my idea of success, although it certainly is included. Financial success is included in my ambition. My ambition is to be free. My ambition is to do what I want to do with most of my time, understanding that sometimes I'm going to have to sacrifice a bit of time to do what I need to do in order to attain that. This is the reason for time management, because I want to be able to get the most amount done in the least amount of time, so that if I choose to spend a great deal of time on something, I'm getting a massive amount done. It's high value time expenditure versus casual spending. I'm gonna jump right in here now, because I think that most of us know how to have an unproductive day. I think if we're honest with ourselves, we know most of the things that we do that fuck us up, that get in the way of us having a productive day. I can tell you what they are for me. I can tell you right now, here's a few things that I can do in the morning to ensure that I have a super unproductive day. I can get up late. I punch my own clock, you know, and I've spent a lot of time in my life getting to a point in my life where I'm punching my own clock, but I'm still on my clock. If I start out the day by not getting up when I said I was going to get up, then I've started out the day breaking a promise to myself, not keeping my word to myself, and procrastinating something, putting something off to a later time. I can either use that very first choice, the choice just to get up when I said I was going to get up, to set up a cycle of success and positive choices throughout my day, or I can begin on the other foot and I can start to set a habit for that day of fucking up, of failing to do what I said I was going to do. Now, many of you guys may punch a clock somewhere else. Many of you guys might work a 40 or whatever, but getting things done sometimes requires me to get up way earlier or whatever than I needed to in order to do the things that I want to do that are part of my ambition before I go do whatever it is that I have to do in order to pay my bills or whatever it is that I'm doing for right now. So sometimes getting up at 5 a.m. means the difference between getting to train jiu-jitsu or going on a run or whatever it is, drawing, playing music, before I have to clock into my real job. So you can either do that or not. So you can start out the day productive by just doing that one thing, making that first choice. The second thing I can do to have a super unproductive day is I can immediately grab my phone and start going through the avalanche of notifications in the various different apps and messages and get my head full of clutter and chatter and everything like that, and start the day out sort of just overwhelmed by like, oh fuck, I've got to answer all these messages back, yada, 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 or just doing it to entertain myself because that's just what I started out the day doing. The third thing that I can do is not have a list. I talked about this in the last episode about time management, which is called time management terrorism, the idea that you're your own worst enemy when it comes to this kind of stuff. And I cannot have a focused, prioritized list of things that I put down for myself the night before so that I didn't have to worry about what I was going to do, because I'll forget. It's like that part in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade where he's asking, Sean Connery's telling Harrison Ford all these things that they're going to have to do in order to get the Holy Grail. And he's like, three devices of such lethal cunning, you know, and Harrison Ford's like, Indiana Jones goes, well, what are they? And he goes, huh? And he's like, can't you remember? And he goes, I wrote them down in my diary so that I wouldn't have to remember. And I love that, because if I leave my shit somewhere, if I don't have my journal, that's my nuke. That's my nuke for productivity in the day. And if I don't have it, I forget to do a lot of stuff. I just do. I don't have a mind like a steel trap. I write things down so that I don't have to remember them and so that I don't have to stress out about them at the end of the day. I've got them written down. I dumped them out. They're there. They're ready. They're waiting for me the following day. So if I don't do those things, or if I do those things rather, I'm setting myself up to have an unproductive day. I already know this. The choice is mine. The other strategies, I think, here are also ones that are pretty involved with us being honest with ourselves. When I meet the Reaper, I don't want to think about, man, I shouldn't have spent so much time hitting the search button on Instagram to scroll through random fucking TikTok videos and bullshit. This is what I mean when I say I don't want to be a casual spender. We already know that this thing in our pockets, this amazing device, is capable of making us a millionaire or making us go nowhere. There is such a wealth of information and the ability to do and make almost anything on that smartphone, but that what it will drag you down to if you let it is just wasting your time, because most of the things that they put on that phone or that you put on your phone are basically designed to say, how can I keep this motherfucker at the table for longer and longer and longer and make him interface with this, our product, longer and longer at the expense of everything else that he could be doing right now. I make money on social media and it's part of what I do for work. If I did not make money on it, and I've said this a million times, if I did not use this in order to help myself make a living, I can't think of a reason to use it. I started using it when I started playing music more seriously to get the word out, to build the brand. And I've used social media in the past to do a lot of different things, mostly in line with the James Clear rule for success, which I really like, which is super simple. That is, do interesting things and share them publicly. You know, all of these things are reasons to use something. Scrolling through memes and shit like that is not a reason. And you already know, whatever your sort of little time addiction, your little distraction addictions, your time wasters, you already know what they are. I don't care if that's, you know, scrolling through sports stats or watching clips on Instagram or YouTube from the latest whatever it was that you're into or whatever it is. Video games, you know, the list is endless. Everyone has these though, and so I'm not picking on anyone individually, but you already probably know what they are. And what you're gonna have to do is you're gonna have to be merciless with yourself and say, I'm not doing this till this. This is one of the important parts of this list, is that when I make a list for my day, I'm gonna block my time out. I'm gonna decide which times I'm doing what, and I'm going to prioritize those things by numbering them. When I get a certain amount of those things done, if I decide to have a block in there where I can do whatever the hell I want to, then I'll fuck around in my group chat. Shout out to the Bully Squad. You know, I will fuck around on Instagram or even just check my Instagram. Because you got to understand that this thing of being distracted, it doesn't always come from these sort of malicious purposes. It's not always me saying, I'm going to go on to social media and waste my fucking time there. It comes from the fact that they make these things hard to avoid. If my old lady sends me a text, she's not sending me a text maliciously. Maybe she just wants to know what I'm up to, or tell me she loves me, or tell me she burnt toast in the house and I'm going to be mad at her when I get home, whatever it is. She's not sending it to distract me. But if I open that one, then I'm going to go, oh, well, I'll just open these other ones. And then I'm going to go, oh, shit, I need to reply to this. And then I'm like, well, while I'm replying to this, I guess I'll open up my Gmail app. And I, oh, fuck, here's five more emails. Oh, God, my signal's blowing up. Oh, no, my Telegram. You need to set time for that. If you're running a brand or you're running a business, set time for social media and just do that. I cover a lot of this stuff in that time management terrorism one. So I want to go over a couple of other ones that I think are really valuable. And because this is a podcast on time management, I'm going to try to keep this short. I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb and say that most of what is wasting people's time in a day has to do with their phone or has to do with not organizing the way that they are going to do things in an effective way. In other words, this is an example. When I came to the office this morning to record this, I knew three other things that I was going to need to do at the office in order to use the Wi-Fi, because I don't have Wi-Fi at my house. I knew what I was going to need to do, so I had those things already written down last night. I also knew that I was going to go to the actual gym instead of to my own gym because I'm doing some low impact cardio and I don't own a treadmill or an elliptical. I knew that the office was nearby to the gym. So what I was able to do was connect those things so that in one long errand, I'm able to come to the gym, record a podcast, send out an email, download a couple of things that I wanted to look at later because I don't want to download big PDFs on my data or whatever on my phone. Shift from there into going to the gym, get my 45 minutes of cardio in, go back to my house, take a shower, arrange the rest of the things that I was going to do for my day, which I knew that I could do out there if I came here first. And then I'm going to go train jiu-jitsu. And then after that, I'm going to say, man, I got everything accomplished that I wanted to get done today. I'm going to make my list for tomorrow of things that I'm going to try to get done. And now I'm going to be able to sit back and read that third Cormac McCarthy book that I wanted to start reading because I finished my Hemingway one last night. This takes a certain amount of pre-organizational skills. It's not just about making lists. It's about seeing what connects together and connecting those things together in ways that make sense so that I'm not running around like a chicken with my head cut off all over the place. Even basic stuff. There's a reason why, you know, some of these guys, they wear the same stuff. I wear the same stuff. I have a rack of t-shirts. I don't care which one I want because I go through them mercilessly every couple months and throw everything away that I haven't worn in like a month. The only thing that avoids this rule is like a suit or whatever. And I wear the same brand of fucking Levi's in the same size. And I wear whatever shirt I decide to just grab and throw on because I don't want to waste my time sitting there thinking about what am I going to wear. Doesn't matter what I pull off my rack. It's all something that I'm going to wear, that I want to wear. So some of this is about eliminating too many options. Too many options is going to lead us to sitting there thinking about stuff. Thinking about stuff is going to lead to us procrastinating on shit. And these are two things that I want to talk about as well. Being good at organizing things is not good enough either. We also have to develop single-mindedness. If I'm working on one thing, I want to work on that until I'm done with that. There are very few times where I reach such an impasse on a project that I can't get done at least what I set out to get done with it. I don't tell myself the night before, write a book. I say, knock out 5 pages before you do X. There's very few times when I hit an impasse unless I let my little, you know, anxiety, nervous energy brain start calling the shots and it goes, oh man, you should do this too, or you should do this instead, or fuck, this is really hard. Maybe it's time to check your phone. You have to develop single-mindedness. Multitasking is garbage. Multitasking was presented and you'll hear people talk about it as though it's a superpower. Multitasking is not a superpower. What it does is it takes, imagine you have a full attention span and that's 100%. And you do three things with it. Each one can only get 33%. No one can take their bandwidth and put it 100% on any multiple thing. They can only put it on one thing. So I can either do one piece of work at 100% or I can do three things at 33% and maintain this level of distraction in between them the entire time. Stop multitasking. Focus. You're a scalpel, okay? Not a shotgun or whatever the better analogy is. You have to be sharp. You can't be everywhere. You can't be scattered. You know, you perform your work. A better analogy is like be a sniper, you know, and have these tasks written down in a way that you can just knock them down one at a time. Bam, 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 Bam. One shot, one kill. I'm on to the next thing. I don't want to have a bunch of unfinished shit on my list. The other thing that we have to stop doing is we have to stop saying yes to things that we cannot accomplish. I think I talked about this in one of my other podcasts on keeping oaths, but a lot of what doing the things on our list is about is what I said at the beginning of this. It's about keeping our word to ourselves. If I say that I'm going to get this done and I don't, then I just set that as a habit. If I tell myself I'm going to do 30 minutes of cardio and I stop at 22 minutes, I'm just going to stop early every time. If I say to myself, I'm going to get these four things done, and then someone calls me in the middle of that and they say, hey, can you do X, Y, and Z? I got to respect my own time, man. I'm going to tell them, no, I can't do that right now. Here is when I can do that, if I want to do that at all. I don't let myself get bullied out of my own time. I would rather throw $50 or $500 or $5,000 at somebody to get rid of them than to give them something finite that I can never have more of to do something that I don't want to do. This is one of the reasons why I always hammer so hard on the idea of being self-employed or getting into an industry or a job that you really, really, really want to do. Because any other time is giving away diamonds to get bullshit in return. Something you can never have back. To get something in return that you could have gotten anywhere if you had just been a little more focused. At the end of this, I just want to touch one more time on the idea that if you can avoid it, avoid your phone. And what I mean is, if you are doing something of high value, if you're doing something important, that thing is going to try to pull you away from doing that more than almost anything. You want to know what my two most powerful weapons, we'll say three most powerful weapons. Number one, an alarm on a watch. I recently started wearing a watch because it drove me crazy that every time I would go to set or stop or check an alarm on my phone, I'd see 8 million notifications. And I would then have to start, you know, resisting that or diving into those notifications so that more didn't pile up or whatever. I got a Casio watch. It's like $7. I can set one alarm. I set the alarm for the next thing that I really have to do in a certain amount of time. And when that alarm goes off, I stop the alarm and I set the alarm for the next thing. I know what the next thing is going to be because of my other superpower, okay? My other tools that just are so simple. And yet, for me, if I didn't have them, I'd be lost. I use a pen and I use paper in order to make my lists, to write things down, to remind myself of shit, to explore ideas, and to organize my thoughts throughout the day. I do not use a phone for this. Using a phone or a computer connected to Wi-Fi is a surefire way to be distracted 8 million times over the span of 10 minutes. Anytime I can disconnect from that, I'm going to do more high-value work with a clear mind. So I use pen and paper. If you want to know what I like the best, I use a large size Moleskine with a soft black cover and completely blank pages. And I think these days my favorite pen is the Uniball Vision Elite, the white one. I love writing with it. Get a pen that you love to write with. Get paper that you love to write on in a notebook that you really enjoy using, and it'll change your fucking life. Any way that you can stay away from looking at your phone, stay away from looking at your phone. If you're in an industry or you work a job, much like I do, that it's kind of unavoidable, especially because I don't have Wi-Fi at my house anymore. And so, you know, my phone is how I get a lot of my work done. Shut apps down, shut notifications off. This is all sort of obvious stuff. But if you want to be successful, there's really just one thing that you have to become an expert at. You have to not be distracted. That's it. Super simple, right? But not easy. If you can just avoid distraction and remain focused, here's your total look. This is the TLDR, even though you're at the end. I got you, bitch. But here's the end. Keep a list. Use a pen and paper. Use single-minded focus to accomplish the things on that list one at a time. Before you allow yourself to do anything like X, Y, or Z that you know has this tendency to distract. And if you can just do that, You will be successful if you can just be disciplined with your attention for 30 minutes to an hour at a time. Other people will look at you as though you are superhuman, because the amount of actual shit you can get done in 60 minutes of time without being distracted from it in this day and age is like legendary. You'll be fucking Superman. So that's it. All you've got to do is make sure that you're not distracted, that you're focused, that you're not giving your attention over to shit that you don't want to give your attention over to, not really. And that at the end of the day, you'll be able to look back and ask yourself the question, was I a high-level investor or was I just a fucking casual spender? Because I don't want to get to the end of my life as a casual spender. Thanks a lot, guys. I hope you enjoyed this. As always, if you want to support any of this and maintain and keep this podcast going, I ask that you consider coming on board as a monthly supporter. It's really easy to do. You just go to the Anchor homepage for this podcast and you click on the support button. You can choose 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 a month. And hit me up if you enjoyed this one or you have any suggestions for any other ones. You can just respond to one of the weekly Power Aesthetic emails. And I get all those emails. I read all of them and I try to respond to as many of them as I possibly can. Have a killer day, guys. Keep focused.